Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Phil Clausen, Director of Human Services for Blue Earth County, and Angie Youngerberg, Director of Business Operations for Human Services in Blue Earth County. Welcome, both of you. Let's get started with the conversation about the Yellow Line project. Where did this come from, and what is it about?
Sure. Our core mission is to help all kinds of people in our community that maybe don't have all things going their way. And a couple of key populations that we serve are people that have chemical health issues or mental health issues. And we also, of course, because we're all working at Blue Earth County or pretty close to our sheriff's department, have some collaboratives with them. So they all work in kind of an integrated model. We looked at this situation with the jail where not only is jail beds kind of a prime space of the fact that we built a fairly new jail and it's full most of the time, and then we look at these two populations, mental health and chemical health, going into a jail cell. And often what we say, our mantra is, what starts bad gets worse. They don't do well when they're put in a jail cell because their primary issues a lot of times under the surface have to do with chemical health or an addiction or a mental health that's maybe not treated or they're not med compliant. They haven't been taking the meds that maybe their doc gave them. And so we try to say, is there a better way to approach that situation? It's really up to the officer how they're charged and what consequence they have to pay from a legal side. But we can come alongside law enforcement and jail services and try to help that situation.
Okay. And Angie, can you kind of maybe paint us a picture of an example of how someone might find themselves in this predicament?
Really, we're talking about any situation where law enforcement becomes involved with a person and, you know, they make a bad decision, whether they're, you know, downtown and it's a Saturday night and you make a bad decision when you're out with friends and law enforcement gets involved to kind of de-escalate a situation. Or you could be in a situation in your own home. I mean, this can happen within your own home and law enforcement gets called if there's a concerned neighbor or something like that, you know, that law enforcement gets involved. And, you know, if an arrest is made or an interaction with law enforcement, you know, occurs and the result is coming up to jail, what happens is we have a social worker really sitting at the front door of the jail and they do a screening, essentially, of an individual. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes or so and asks questions about mental health, chemical health, physical health status. We often say law enforcement, their primary focus is the event itself and taking care of that safety risk. We deal with people. So when they come into the front door of the jail, we're looking at what got them here in terms of the family and life situations leading up to it, not what was the poor decision that was made or what was the event that happened, but what are the circumstances and how can we rally around a plan to change that so that there isn't this revolving door effect.
Thanks, Angie. We'll continue the conversation next week. That was Angie Youngerberg, Director of Business Operations for Human Services in Blue Earth County. Also, Phil Clausen, Director of Human Services in Blue Earth County. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.